Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Today we're wrapping up our series on House on the Rock's first book titled, How Hard Could It Be?, written by our own Scott Phillips. How Hard Can It Be? Is based on Scott's experiences as a stay-at-home dad and what he learned about parenting and marriage during that time. Scott's back with us again this week, and remember, if you've missed one of our previous shows, you can always get caught up on our website, www.pebblesoftruth.com. So Scott, what's the final truth from the book that we're going to talk about today?
Well, it's a truth that I've learned throughout my life, but it was really reinforced when I spent that time at home, and that is that our relationship with someone is much more important than our relation to them.
Interesting. Help our listeners by expanding on that truth.
How we're related to someone, whether it's father, child, or through siblings, or grandparents, or whatever, is for the most part determined by God. We don't get to choose those relations. Our relationships, on the other hand, are largely up to us. We can work to make them as meaningful or as superficial as we want. It's like that saying that we usually see around Father's Day. Anyone can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. Of course, building a great relationship with our kids takes a lot of time and effort.
You know, and many of today's parents may not have that kind of relationship modeled for them by their parents.
Well, you're right. I'm reminded of that old saying that children should be seen and not
heard.
Well, my kids are more likely to cause a scene and act like a hurt. You know, that saying reflects an attitude that what a child thinks, feels, or wants is secondary in comparison to what an adult thinks, feels, or wants. And it's because of that attitude some parents, and especially dads, have kept their children at a distance relationally. And this distance is most prevalent when the kids are small.
You know, I think you're really on to something there, Scott. I know some dads that seem to feel like they should just be working as much as they possibly can while their kids are small, and that once their kids are older, well, you know, then they'll get engaged with them.
You know, and I bought into that myself. When I was working, it was very easy for me to defer to my wife when it came to relating to my kids. And quite frankly, I just didn't feel like I had the patience to sit there and listen to the same story over and over again, or build
exactly
a tower of blocks
mean.
Just
yep.
to have them knock it down and over and over again. And there just didn't seem to be much point to it at all. And I figured that, hey, once the kids grow up a little, then I'll get engaged and jump in. But once I started staying at home, I realized that those times of building the same tower of blocks or fixing the same toy Jeep or reading the same story are not really just about playing with my kids. It's about investing in my relationship with them. And those times are about building the connection to them that's going to last a lifetime.
Well, Scott, how can our listeners develop that quality relationship with their kids that's so important?
Well, it comes down to three simple things, Jeff. Time, and time.
Well, finding time is certainly easier said than done.
Oh, I didn't say it was easy. I just said it was simple. You know, that phrase quality time sort of came around a while ago, and it means that we're going to devote all of our energy to a person in just a short period of time. And as our society has become so busy, the belief in this idea of quality time has become sort of the salvation of many parents and spouses. If we're too busy to have quantity time, at least we can have quality time. And as a working parent, I was a firm believer in quality time. But when I started staying at home, I see the value in quantity time. Because simply put, quantity time yields quality time. Quality time can sometimes be scheduled, but it usually appears out of nowhere when we're spending quantity time with our families.
Well, when you think about it, it makes sense. I know that I've never seen a relationship with someone grow when you're constantly apart, yet too many parents cling to that false hope of quality time when their children are younger, only to see their children reach the teenage and young adult years with little or no relationship to speak of.
Right, and this issue of time is a tough one for many parents, and again, especially for us dads. When I was first married, I played on three different softball teams.
Wow.
I don't play on any today. I had to make that decision. It's not that softball is bad or that no one should play softball. It's just a decision I made because it took me away from my family. Each of us parents, and again, especially us dads, are going to need to make decisions regarding our time and what priority we're going to place on our family.
Well, Scott, thanks for sharing with us all this month. And If you'd like to learn more about purchasing, how hard can it be sure to visit our website in the coming weeks for ordering information.
Or find us on Facebook and like us, and we'll put all that information out on that page as well.
Well, thank you for listening, and until next week,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.